So as we're hearing, the dilemma for the conditioned soul is this tendency to do the same thing again and again and expect a different result. Who explained that? I think that was Einstein.
Einstein.
Yeah. Or as Maharaj put it, the jack in the box. So in the Bhagavad Gita, it's explained that part of the reason that we do that, or the main reason we do that, is that we're seeking happiness, naturally. But if we don't find actual happiness, then we have to, again, try this same thing. And maybe this time it'll be a little better. Maybe this time the relationship will work, or I'll be fulfilled, or whatever. So, and further, Bhagavad Gita explains that because we have this natural desire to be happy, that's actually our birthright as spiritual beings, as spiritual entities, is to be full of bliss. So we're naturally pleasure-seeking. And actually that pleasure, the real pleasure, comes from our love, which is meant to flow to Krishna, to God. And when that love flows naturally to Krishna, then there's a reciprocation from Krishna, from God, and that reciprocation fills the soul. The soul is thinking of pleasing Krishna. The pure soul just thinks, how can I please Krishna? And doesn't even think of his own happiness. But Krishna forces happiness on such a person. So in the absence of that, in the attempt to belittle Krishnas in this world, actually Vishnujana Maharaj used to say, either you're thinking of how to serve Krishna, or you're thinking you are Krishna. Of course, if you challenge someone and said that you think you're God, or you think you're becoming God, they wouldn't agree with that statement. But we do want to be the enjoyers of this world. This world, after all, is meant for me to enjoy. And even the concept, we're so steeped in this, that even the concept of a supreme enjoyer other than me is difficult to understand. I remember having this conversation one time with a young man, and he says, what do you mean we're not the enjoyers? Of course. I mean, I go to the movies. I enjoy. I go out to eat. I enjoy. Of course, I'm enjoying. Obviously. Of course, the flip side, as Maharaj mentioned, is along with that little bit, that drop of enjoyment, so-called enjoyment, there's suffering. It becomes very, sooner or later, mostly sooner, there's suffering. And the deepest part of that suffering is that as our existential loss of who we are and what our real meaning in life is and what our real love is, we try to fill it with the love of this world, but it doesn't actually touch the soul. It may touch the mind, it may touch the body, it may touch the intelligence. And we can convince ourselves that, yeah, it looks pretty good, everything's working out like I wanted, so I should be happy. There was a pop song when I was growing up, I've been around the world, I'm on the top of the world, I should be happy, but I'm not. So this is our experience. We have everything that we want, or don't have everything that we want, but we still are not fulfilled at heart. But that original love for Krishna that we have in our hearts, it's because it's directed towards matter. It's That same love, it just as love cannot be stopped. So when it's directed towards matter, towards enjoying this world, it's an unstoppable force. We can't repress that. So this is our experience, that without higher pleasure, then that same love acts as a chain around our neck to bind us to this material world again and again. So, and as we heard in the previous verse, our actual source of connecting again to Krishna, of awakening our loving feelings and feeling the reciprocation, the actual feelings that we want to feel, the warmth in the heart, the emotions, the spiritual emotions, the love, the things that we want to feel, our connection for feeling those things, for awakening that natural love, or let's put it this way, redirecting the current of our love from matter back to Krishna, and then getting reciprocation. The means is the holy name. It is the principal means. We've been hearing this weekend. This may seem like a fanatical statement here. The only way. You know, where have you heard that before? The only way. Some people don't like to hear that, the only way. But we challenge you, find a better way than the Lord's holy name. Propose one. We'll accept if you have something better. We haven't found anything. The great sages, this Vedic literatures, they haven't found anything. And our practical experience is that even we're not pure souls or liberated souls, we experience great pleasure by chanting the holy name. And it's a different kind of pleasure. It's a qualitatively... slow closure.
Yeah. Filled with promise.
Arrivo. Arrivo. So we experience a different kind of pleasure. This is our experience. This is why we're gathered here. Because we've all experienced a pleasure that we didn't experience in the material world. Of course, the conditioning is there. Well, that was nice, but maybe I can have both. You know, let me have a kirtan and then go to the disco. You know, I mean, you know, why limit yourself? We want all kinds of pleasure. So, this is still the shackle on the neck. And so it's a repeated process of, I guess, what do you call it? Banging your head against the wall. trying Krishna and then trying material nature and then being burnt out and then trying Krishna again. So, therefore, this verse is here, diyatam diyatam karnam. You should stay at this. Have faith in this process. Develop your faith. We have some faith. We have enough faith to chant. And if we chant more, and if we can refrain from the things that take us away from Krishna, then Krishna will reciprocate more. As long as we're in the cycle of trying to enjoy the material world and then being burnt out and then taking shelter of Krishna, really the highest emotions that we can experience are just feelings of relief. Often when people come to Krishna consciousness, I maybe have had this experience. We used to went back in my days of managing a temple Yeah, I used to manage a temple. I confess.
And he survived.
Alive to tell the tale. We'd see sometimes people would want to move in, and typically the line would be, "I'm fried." "I'm really fried, Prabhu. Let me, you know." And they'd move in and chant for a little bit. And then I remember even one young man, he actually said, "I'm feeling better now. I'm going to go out and, you know, enjoy the material world." He actually said that. So we want to take our Krishna consciousness beyond simply feelings of relief and then suffering and then relieving and suffering and relieving. So if we can wake up to this cycle and realize that actually our heart needs to be fulfilled, that's why we do this, because our heart isn't fulfilled. Our heart cannot be fulfilled with simply feelings of relief. But if we chant Diyatam Diyatam Karno, Niyatam Niyatam Vacha, Giyatam Giyatam Nityam, the holy name is ever new, ever fresh. If we can be intelligent and look for our happiness, look for our love, look for our emotional fulfillment, all of these things in the holy name, and continue to chant, even though the mind is disturbed, it's calling us, "Don't you remember?" then we can actually get the real treasure of the holy name, as is mentioned in this verse. The pure souls who are tasting the true nectar of the holy name, they're beckoning to us. Just keep at it. Just do it. From our side, we may become bewildered. We may become frustrated. We may become confused in different ways. But they're calling to us, please keep chanting, have faith here. Eventually we have to lose faith in the material world, because, I mean, you got to wake up sometime. No one in the history of the world has ever become happy. Eventually we have to notice that, you know. Oh yeah, nobody ever got happy. So eventually we have to lose faith in that. So verses like this, so many verses, our acharyas, the Lord himself, are calling to us, put your faith here, put your faith in the holy name, you won't be disappointed, you will be fulfilled, the love you want to experience, the joy you want to experience, it's there for you in more than you can even imagine. Just chant the holy name. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Hare Krishna.